first State of the Nation address. And one of the major opening remarks he made had to do with the fact that he's not happy with the post-election violence that characterized the beginning of his tenure as President of the Republic of Ghana, and spoke quite a bit about it, how unfortunate it was, and how he has given full instructions to the acting IGP Commissioner Santia Pietu and his men to deal decisively with all forms and any shape of lawlessness. The invisible forces have been in the forefront of the post-election lawlessness, brigandry, outright barbarism, destruction of property, loss of life, unlawful seizure of people's property. So the NDC wants to take the president on his word and in good faith, for which reason the general secretary has just put out a statement saying that our youth wing calling off the intended protest march, which was scheduled for the 24th of this month, to protest against the brigandry of the MPP's invisible forces. So we want to believe that the president meant well and was not paying lip service to his determination to continue to walk the nation up the path of peace and unity.
It means you have taken the president in good faith.
Exactly so, George, that the president meant well. And so as a sign of good faith, we have told our youth wing to call off the demonstration. Because one of the reasons why they were going to embark on the demonstration was the fact that the president not commenting, especially in the wake of the invisible forces beating up a 7 police officer right at the seat of the presidency, the Flagstaff House, at a time where the president and his vice were all, you know, in the office. We've held 2 press conferences addressed by our leader, Chairman Mr. Kofi Poddufe. And so our youth wing were beginning to want to take their destiny into their own hands and apply the first law of nature, which is self-preservation. But if the president now, in his first State of the Nation address, has decided to speak to the crucial issue of ensuring that lawlessness does not hold sway in this country, we think that we want to believe that he spoke in good faith, and we want to send the first arm of good faith by calling our youth to hold on until we have cause to doubt the integrity of the president.
Deputy General Secretary of the NDC, Kokua Nyiduhu.